it's part of the intimacy of basketball. You have guys, you know, that are crashing into the stands. They're just a matter of inches away from the fans themselves. Do you think that's part of it? Do you think that the NBA actually is treated unfairly compared to the NFL and Major League Baseball?
I don't know. I think there's just so few guys, you know, on each team. You're looking at 12 to 13 guys on each roster. And, you know, the game is so big, and you're right. You know, you see the faces. You can identify with the players on a daily basis. I just think that David Stern is just trying to basically set the standard and trying to clean up the game as he sees it. You know, when you look at players and you look at the general public, I mean, you're making a comparison. There's only, you know, however many players in the NBA, there's only however many players in the NFL. It's unfathomable to believe that you're going to get all of the guys in the NBA, all the guys in Major League Baseball, all the guys in the NHL, and all the guys in the NFL to act the way that they should act. You know, you're going to have some guys that step outside of the bounds, that think they're bigger than the game itself, and you have to deal with those guys accordingly. I just hate the fact that all the apples get thrown in the same bunch, and the outlook is the same for all players, no matter what league it is, that, oh, that's just the way you guys are. No, that's the way some of the guys are, just like in your opening. You know, 98% of the guys do the right thing, 2% do the wrong thing, but, you know, the 98 are the ones that get thrown in the heat with the 2%, and it's not fair to the guys that do things the right way and lead their lives in the proper way.
We're talking to Seth Joyner, who is a regular on Jim Rome on ESPN, and Merrill Hodge is with us for a few minutes today. Merrill, you're doing great work, my friend. What do you think about this? Do you think the NBA is treated differently from the NFL when it comes to brawls and the kind of issues that happen on the field?
Right. Well, to be honest with you, I don't follow the NBA enough. I'm proud of the NFL. I think the NFL does. I mean, they're the standard, and they are where we are in professional sports. Does it mean that the mistakes aren't made and players, you know, you can't control each and every player's action? No, but I don't think that we have the breakdown in behavior that they have. And, you know, when you look at the brawls and the things that went on the last couple of years, I think the NFL works hard in making sure those things don't happen. You know, like this thing with T.O. supposedly spitting and stuff. I would assure that the NFL will assess something next year and will warn players and will have certain boundaries where if a player is going to go that direction, then they're going to be suspended. And I think they do that so that there's not fallout like, you know, a brawl or something like that where it leaves such a black mark that it's hard to overcome. So.